Clay County prepares to celebrate their first state championship in boys basketball history, and spring sports get rolling around the entire Upper Cumberland. The Clay County Bulldogs are getting set for their community celebration on Saturday in honor of the team winning the gold ball in Class A a mere week ago to that date, something that still doesn't seem quite real to Coach Rob Edwards.
Well, it's still a little surreal. You know, it hasn't settled in yet with not only me, but I think the my assistants and the players and maybe the whole community as well.
Tell me, Coach, you've mentioned that community. Talk about the support these guys receive, not just really at the state tournament, but throughout the whole postseason. I know that a lot of people that don't follow Clay County sports closely, they were raving about how much your fans supported and traveled. How much does that mean to you, and how much does that mean to these guys?
Well, you know, this community, they love sports, and they love their schools and take a lot of pride in that. They do travel well, not only to, you know, when you're winning in the state tournament and those sort of things, but just in the regular season. So it means a lot to these guys, these kids that play back when the restrictions were on due to COVID. The gym was just kind of dead and not much of an atmosphere. And then once the restrictions were lifted and fans were able to come, it made a huge difference. And I could see it in the way that these guys played, actually.
Coach, I know it's obviously still so recent, but if you had a chance to look back on the entire postseason, what sticks out to you as just like what it was that fueled this team to make the run it did and to win the state title?
Russ, I think a lot of that carries back to last season, the fact that we actually qualified for the state tournament, but it was canceled and we weren't able to play. I believe that our guys really wanted to get back and prove that we were one of the best teams in the state, and just so as it turns out, we were the best one in the state this season.
So looking at the state tournament specifically, and I know we talk a lot about Grant, we talk about a lot about what he does scoring wise, but I feel like a real unsung hero that really played a big role, especially in the championship, was Gunner. And we talk about his defense all the time, but for him to come up with 19 points and a lot of it in the second half of that game against MAHS, that's something that not every senior is able to do, but your senior was able to pull it off perfectly.
Well, Gunner was, and that's what we expect out of him, you know, and I guess maybe through the years I've made the mistake of calling him a defensive specialist all the time and not recognizing his offensive skills, because obviously he can play offense as well. He's a well-rounded player and just a great kid and a great teammate. We're fortunate to have him on the team. You know, he made a huge difference not only in Saturday's game but in Wednesday's game as well. When defenses were getting after us and trapping us and trying to create turnovers, Gunner just took over and took it upon himself to be the leader.
One characteristic about him that I thought really showed throughout all three games watching him closely was that, you know, I think a lot of teams that go up against teams that have a little bit more athleticism and are a little bit taller and, you know, are able to protect the rim, some teams might be a little bit more passive, and I know people probably make jokes about Gunner's height, but despite him being as short as he is, he didn't show any fear. He drove to the rim. He was able to make plays there, and I feel like that helped open up the offense as a whole.
It did. Gunner, you know, we can talk about his play all we want to for that week, but, I mean, he's a fearless guy, and I think he showed that Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday, all three games, that he was just fearless. You know, he just took it to the our whole game plan going down there and playing was just be the attackers. We'll be the predators and not the prey and just go after them. And Gunner took that part, and that's what he did.
Last thing before I let you go, Coach, obviously you guys are planning on celebrating this team this coming Saturday. What is it that – what all are you guys planning on doing? What are you expecting the crowd to be like? And how much are you looking forward to just being able to one more time putting this specific team in the spotlight?
Right, Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock, we're going to have a little community celebration at the high school gym. Everyone's invited. You don't even have to be from Clay County. If you just want to come, if you enjoyed the state tournament, just want to come, you're welcome to come. It will pretty much be just a meet and greet. We'll have a few speakers from the county and different places here to talk about the accomplishment that these guys were able to do. Sign autographs if anybody wants these guys to sign their T-shirt or something. And, you know, it's just an afternoon to enjoy the fact that these guys won the first state championship in boys basketball in the history of Clay County.
Again, that will all get started on Saturday at 3 o'clock as the community of Salina celebrates the first gold ball in boys basketball history for Clay County. Once again, that was Clay County head coach Rob Edwards. As spring sports get rolling in the Upper Cumberland, we turn our attention to baseball and softball. And one team that is ready to get back on the field and get back to competing is the Cookeville Lady Cavs and head coach Jordan Webb.
It's been wonderful. We've only played in one game two nights ago. We went to Lebanon, and the girls were very excited, the coaching staff as well. They were nervous, you know, because they hadn't played in quite a while. You know, practice has been great. It's been lengthy, though, and I have the idea that all the teams have kind of been in the same boat. It feels like we've been practicing forever because we had last season fall and spring practice, and then everybody got maybe 1 to 2 or 3 games under their belt, and the season was canceled, and then we're right back to practice situations for all fall and all spring. So, yeah, it feels like forever since we've actually played a schedule and got on the field in a game situation. So I think everybody was really, really excited to be out there.
One common theme that has popped up with every coach I've talked to has been it's restored a little bit of normalcy almost. And I know that that's what a lot of people nowadays say is we just kind of want to get back to normal. Do you feel the same? Maybe that's just kind of getting these girls and getting really just everybody back on a schedule that they're familiar with?
100%. Yeah, I agree with that completely. It was the beginning of the year was tough, and it wasn't everybody was unsure of what the season was going to bring or the school year was going to bring. It's felt fairly normal around Cookeville High School, even since before Christmas. But in terms of like actual softball and developing the girls and developing that team unity, it's definitely more so now a sense of normalcy, just being on the field practicing and now starting to travel and play some games. And I think that everybody really has wanted that, just like you had mentioned. Like I know for me as a teacher, as an educator, as a coach, I want that schedule and that normalcy, and I think that the players and the students definitely want that. They need that.
So let me ask you this, Coach. For you in particular, why softball? Because I think that a lot of people look at softball and baseball and think they're very comparable, and they're comparable, but I also know that they have some very, very, very big differences between the two.
Yeah, I mean, originally, if you turn the clock back a decade ago, you know, I knew very little about softball other than my wife being a former player and then me being a former baseball player. I had visions of one day maybe being a baseball coach, and the softball coaching position came open, and they asked me if I'd be interested, and so I took the position. And then it just grew on me over a couple seasons, at kind of getting used to the play and getting used to being around girls and teaching them and coaching them. And then now I actually really, really like the sport. You know, probably after season 2 or 3, I enjoy the pace of the play. I enjoy how fast plays develop. Once the ball is pitched or once the ball is off the bat, everything moves really, really quickly. Even a fly ball to the outfield, you know, because of the distance, the play just happens so much quicker. I like the different situations, the different strategies, the different style of play that you got to play with softball. So you compound all that stuff together, and that's how I kind of came into the softball realm, and that's why I stuck around, is I've just learned to really like those different aspects of it.
So let's talk about your team then, Coach. Who are some players that you believe fans have a ton of reason to be excited about this year?
Well, definitely, you know, I've got a strong senior class. You know, leading the way with the seniors, Riley Boyette. She started since she was a freshman. She has signed at the University of North Alabama, plays first base, hits middle of the order. She's one of the best hitters I've coached over the last 10 years. You know, there's really nothing she can't do at the plate. She plays great defensive first base. You know, so she's definitely exciting to watch. Behind her, I've got 4 other seniors, and they all have – some playing experience. You know, a couple of them were more JV when they were freshmen, sophomore. So after sitting out their entire junior year, they don't have quite the experience we were hoping, but they're still, you know, they've still seen a lot of play for me.
Again, that is Cookeville Lady Cavs head coach Jordan Webb. The start of baseball means the start of a new year for the Clark Range Buffaloes, and they have a new head coach in Tim Jones. And though the start of the year always is fun for every team, he does say that it has been pretty hectic at the start.
It's been good. I think it's helped the boys a lot. Mainly, helped them with just normalcy. I know that sounds weird, but, you know, with school being back and forth a little bit the first semester there, I think it gives them a little bit of stability there. And I've had a great turnout. Like, I've got a great, you know, fan base has been coming out real good. I think people are excited about the program, but I think the boys are really putting forth 100%. I think they're excited about playing ball because, like what you said, it all got canceled last year, and, you know, you never know from day to day if something else like that's going to arise. So I think it's been good for the kids. It's been fun for me, for sure.
As I mentioned, your first year head coach for them. Tell me, how'd you end up in this position? What kind of led up to you taking this role?
Last year I talked to Brent Bush, you know, not about coaching or anything. I just talked to him a little bit. And then basically I heard Shane Monday took the basketball coach and the boys basketball coach, and I talked to him, and he wasn't going to be able to do both. I've been around baseball my whole life, started playing when I was four, played a little bit of ball in Indiana. Basically, I've just always been there. I've done a couple of travel ball teams, coached a couple of Jamestown baseball travel ball teams. We had pretty good seasons. So, stepping in, I was just happy they gave me the opportunity, in all honesty.
So tell me, why baseball for you? What is it that drew you to the game of baseball? I know that, you know, a lot of people look at football and basketball, and they're fun to watch, they're fun to play. Baseball, I feel like, is a sport that a lot of people say it's fun to play, but it sometimes can be kind of hard to watch, kind of slow. Why baseball for you?
Baseball, to me, honestly, what got me started was Johnny Bench and the 70 Reds. But honestly, it's, and I tell people this all the time, especially with my two sons, it's not just the game. There's a game inside the game. You know, when it's a 2-2 count, you know, if you know what you're watching, what pitch is he going to throw? How's he trying to set him up for the next batter? Or, how's he trying to set that kid up for the next at bat? And, you know, it's the mental aspect of it, I guess, that draws me to it. It ain't just all physicality. Sometimes, just outthinking a guy out there on the mound or at the plate can shut a team down. And, truth of it is, you know, it comes down throwing balls and strikes and scoring runs, but a lot of times that happens from the mental aspect of the game.
So let's talk about your team this year. Who are some guys that you've got that, even through these first couple of games, who are some guys you've got that you think fans of this team should be excited about?
Honestly, we just got a transfer, Zach Lee. I pitched him a little bit last night. I think people were excited about him. Ethan Jones transferred last year. He wasn't able to play last year naturally, and then we got hit with COVID, but I think people are excited about him. And then I've got my senior coming back. He's played, I would say, all 4 years, but I guess three out of the 4 years he's played for him, Hunter Harrison. And then Kobe Stevens hit a bomb last night, over the Blue Monster. So people are excited to always watch him hit. So I've got those four guys. I've got a freshman that's getting a little playing time. I've got a sophomore, Luke Ramsey, who's done an excellent job for us. I think people are looking forward to him playing. I've got some guys that's a little inexperienced, but I think in the middle of the season, this team will draw some attention.
So let me ask you this. As a first-year head coach, I feel like you're coming into a season that, like, this is so unlike any other first season for a coach, I feel like, really ever, because you're coming off of a year where sports got canceled, or spring sports got canceled as a whole, and this is their first year back. What are some of the challenges you think that are facing you going into this year?
Well, we've already ran across some of it, honestly. You take up, I've got pitchers on the mound. Last night we did a lot better of a job, but, you know, where guys have not been able to pitch live. We've had walks. One of our first games, we threw 19 walks, and that's very not who we are. We're usually a very consistent pitching staff. And I think that's just honestly rust and just where guys honestly haven't got to play for a year and a half. You know, it wasn't just high school sports was canceled, rec ball was canceled, and then, you know, this sport and that sport. So these kids really have kind of lost a little shape.
Again, that's Clark Range Buffalo's head coach, Tim Jones. The Warriors of White County are another one of the many teams in the Upper Cumberland who are getting to start a new year after having sports canceled a year ago. After having that heartbreaking decision be handed down, head coach Sean Floyd says it just feels great to be back on the field with the team.
Oh, man, it feels great. We're so thankful and blessed that we're able to get back out on the field and be around one another and play this game that we all love so much, man.
What was that time during the pandemic like where you guys weren't able to play? Obviously, everything got canceled. What were those first kind of few months of the pandemic like for you?
Well, I'm not going to lie. It was a little depressing. We last year especially was tough for us. I mean, it was going to be a rebuilding year for us. We were extremely young, only had two seniors, and both of those seniors, unfortunately, had not played at all, and were going to get a chance to start for us and got 1 week of games in and sit down. So, you know, felt awful for them. Had such a great group of guys and same this year, you know, that loved dearly and were so much fun to be around. And so it was a little depressing, man. We as a team, we tried to stay together. We tried to communicate once a week. You know, we would Zoom call with each other once a week and just kind of talk and try to be an encouragement to one another to keep working and keep ourselves ready just in case it got lifted. And as things continued to progress and realized we weren't going to be coming back, those talks turned more toward, hey, we got to prepare for next season and we got to make sure that we do everything right to, keep our, hopes alive for the next year. So
speaking of this year, talk to me about some of the guys you've got coming back. Who are some guys you're expecting to play major roles on this team this year?
Well, once again, with the way things went last year, we were such a young team last year, inexperienced. We didn't get to gain any of those experience. So it's like I say, we're no longer young. We're just inexperienced. And so, some of the guys that we're really going to, rely heavily upon, this season is obviously Tucker Allen. He's a Motlow signee. He's going down there as a two-way guy. He's going to be the ace of our staff, and he's going to be kind of, he's our captain, or one of our captains, and he's going to lead us, on the field. Play shortstop for us. Hit in the middle of the lineup for us. I mean, he's just kind of our do-it-all guy. But we're expecting big things out of Tucker. DJ Paul is another young man that, we're expecting, big things from. I mean, he anchors us in center field. I mean, unbelievable athlete, can go get it, anywhere it's hit. And, he works hard and, out there. And then, he's also going to pitch for us. Dylan Nelson, is another guy that big arm that, we're looking to throw for us. He's kind of a jack of all trades. He can play any position on the field. Very athletic young man. He's a senior and, he's going to get a chance to, show what he can do this year. And then of course, Jacob Cowan is our catcher. He came in last year, he was a sophomore last year, junior this year. So he's going to have to step up and play a big role for us because we don't have a lot of catching depth. We only have three guys on roster that have any kind of catching experience, and one of those hasn't caught in several years, and we're just trying to get him back in there. So some guys that we are, expecting big things out of, and then we have a multitude of other guys that, role players, Aiden Mullins, Hayden Weatherington, Logan Brown, and Todd Guy, and Seth Green, sophomore that, we're expecting big things out of, Jack Guy, junior that's going to try to anchor us at first base,
mean, you know, hopefully be a big bat in the lineup for us. And Johnny Wilkerson, a senior that, you know, is going to be, you know, kind of a relief guy for us that, you know, we hope will step up and be able to get us some, you know, quality innings throughout the season.
Once again, that was White County Warriors baseball head coach Sean Floyd. Coach, thank you for joining us. Joining me now is head coach of the Jackson County Blue Devils, head coach Juan Claridad. Coach, first off, tell me how the last few weeks have been for the team. How has it been getting back into the swing of things and getting back on the field?
Well, you know, official practice started like on February the 15th. If we had the snowpocalypse, you know, all that snow that came in and just put everybody behind. I mean, we're not the only school, but it really put us because we're real. You have a real young team, starting a lot of freshmen, sophomores, and plus COVID hitting last year. I mean, basically my sophomores are freshmen baseball wise, and my freshmen are eighth graders baseball wise. That makes sense, you know. And it just we tried and no scrimmage is allowed by the TLSAA. We've had to do a lot of inter squadding and make sure our pitchers get their work in, so our pitchers get to see some live hitting. But with inter squadding, you kind of know what pitches the pitcher has because they're your teammates. You know what they got, and the pitchers know what the batters can, how they get them out too. So it's like a double edged sword. That it's been kind of rough and. That first week, the regular season was tough. I mean, it was a lot of, you know, a lot of cobwebs to shake off and rust since, you know, we didn't get to play but three games last year. So it's been kind of rough.
Coach, when you're in a situation like last year where everything gets canceled, does that serve to, at the start of a new season, does that kind of serve to drive home or a feeling of appreciation within your team of not taking a day for granted when you play the sport that you love?
I know it has at my point. You know, I've been doing this 27 years, and yeah, it just sometimes you take over the years, you kind of take some things for granted. And I was really ready to get the season underway this year, and I think the kids, you know, have done that as well. I think they've really said, hey, this thing could be taken away from us at any time. So it's kind of bonded our kids together better as a team, and. You know, and they've responded, you know, in a positive manner. But, yeah, I mean, I think you're correct there. I mean, I think, you know, at least from my standpoint, my kids' standpoint, yeah, there's greater appreciation for it now than it was.
All right, Coach, let's talk about this year's squad. Who are some players, in your opinion, that fans should be excited to see every time this team takes the field?
Well, start out with our you know, Grayson Smith, he's our number one pitcher. He's off to a good start. He's won one, lost one. He had tough luck on his loss, but he's struck out 28 batters and 12 innings pitched. And he just come off a three-hit shutout against Clark Range in our district opener, which is huge, you know, district game. He's our number three hitter, and he kind of sets the tempo for us to, you know, last night, you know, we had another district game with Clark Range, and Luke Babb came in and was our number. He's on our number two, and he gave him five good innings pitching, and he was relieved by Jonah Gentry, a freshman, and he shut the door down and able to get the win. Our pitching is our strength right now. Our hitting is coming around a little bit better. Jacob Calvin, our starting shortstop, leadoff hitter, he's kind of been kind of 100%. Had a football injury, and he's still dealing with it. And he's been amazing. Been a great leader for us. He's, you know, like I said, leadoff hitter, starting shortstop. He's gonna pitch some. He's got good speed. He's a good kid to watch. I don't like to leave anybody out right now. Jalen Wright swinging the bat well. Right fielder, sophomore. So, you know, there's some people. I mean, there's more. I mean. The whole bunch is fun to coach. You know, like I said, they're young freshmen, sophomores, junior, a couple juniors and seniors mixed in. So it just that's who's kind of leading us right now at the start of the season.
You mentioned Grayson there. Obviously, I got a chance to see him on Monday when you guys took on Clark Range, and he looked fantastic in that game. What is it that makes him a potentially special baseball player?
He lives, breathes baseball. You know, he's got excellent pedigree. You know, his father was an outstanding athlete at Cookeville High and Tennessee Tech. I competed against his dad in college, you know. Of course, I didn't get to see the field, but, you know, I was on the bench, you know. But he lives the sport, loves the sport. You know, his dad's really worked with him. He's a very polished player. He plays summer ball. He plays year-round. He plays fall ball.
Again, that is Jackson County head coach Juan Claraday. The DeKalb County baseball team has kicked off their year after having their season suspended like everyone else's due to COVID-19 last year. And head coach Tad Webb says it's been a breath of fresh air for his boys.
It's been great. Just having a breath of fresh air, you know, having that feeling of a little bit of the norm back to the way it should be.
Do you think that everything that's happened over the last year kind of teaches a little bit about appreciation? And you think these guys maybe appreciate what the sport they play a little bit more now?
Oh, most definitely. We talked about that. That's been one of our, you know, main topics throughout this year. And even last year when everything started happening is, you know, don't take anything for granted. You know, we talk about it through injuries. We talk about it through many things in life. And, you know, just trying to apply everything to life more so than just baseball itself, but, you know, take pride in what we do and appreciate it a lot more. And I feel like our boys have gotten to that point where they do appreciate it a lot more because it was pulled from them. And, you know, obviously nobody wants that to happen out of our control, but, you know, it's one of those things that did, and it's made them better, I feel like.
Tell me, what were those first few months like after sports were officially canceled? What were those first few months like after that?
I just kind of disappointment, kind of lost in a sense, you know, because, you know, that's baseball time. And not having that that relaxation to go to and be able to coach and be able to watch the kids play and perform, you know, it was pretty disappointing, heartbreak, but, you know, I understand the situation, and everybody had to deal with it, so we just made the best of it.
Now let's take a look at your team this year, Coach. Tell me, who are some guys that you think people should be really excited about? As the year's already kind of gotten underway, you've already got a couple games under your belt. Who are some kids that you think people should be excited about, though?
And, you know, I've got a couple of juniors that I feel like that definitely bring it every game and, you know, give us the capability and opportunity to do well. You know, Patrick Cantrell is definitely one. He's one of our pitchers, plays outfield for us. I feel like he'll swing it pretty well for us. He's been throwing well for us, so I've been very pleased with that. Another young man is Isaac Knowles, which is also a junior. You know, he plays center field. He'll pitch some for us as well. Been swinging it for us. Up to this point, been swinging well, and, you know, he just looks good, very athletic kid. You know, and then I've got a couple of seniors that I expect to be able to contribute a lot. Jacob Johnson, and, you know, he's also another outfielder. So my three outfielders I feel like will definitely be beneficial for us. You know, they've different ones, got different roles as far as on the mound and the outfield and different things, but they all swing it fairly well. And, you know, Aiden Curtis, I feel like he's a senior that will definitely be a leader and contribute in various ways for us.
When you look around this district, Coach, what are some things that stick out to you? How do you see this district playing out this year?
I definitely see it being tough. You know, with the Norm powerhouses of, you know, Upperman, you got Watertown. You know, I know that York at this point, you know, has a guy or two up there that throws it well that I keep hearing a lot about. You know, it's hard to tell just kind of going off of some rumor veil and things of that nature, because not being able to see them last year, not knowing with it being my first year, not having anything from previous years to kind of gauge it off of. Some of them are going to be, you know, kind of surprised to us as far as what they got and possibly what they don't have. But I feel like that, you know, Watertown and Baxter are the two teams that that what we're hearing that everybody will be going after.
I have to ask, Coach, because you mentioned obviously last year being your first year. When you don't get to play any games your first year as a coach, how hard is it to prepare for a second year when really that first year never happened?
It's extremely hard, but, you know, it's one of those where I felt good about what we was doing last year. So as we started preparing again this year, we pretty much stayed to the the basics of what we did last year, added a few things, tweaked a few things, but that was simply based off of what myself and my assistant coach had talked about. Hey, this next year we need to do it this way instead of this way. We just seen some things that we wanted to tweak, but as far as the mental capacity and the preparation, it was all pretty much the same going in.
Once again, that was DeKalb County Tigers baseball head coach, Tad Webb. Coach, thank you for joining us. The York Institute Dragonette softball team is back on the field after a year lost due to COVID. And while it hasn't been the ideal start injury-wise for head coach Kerry Johnson, he does say it's been great to be back on the field.
It's been good so far, as I guess you could say. I felt sorry for the seniors last year because I felt like last year we had a chance to have a pretty good team and we lost a couple of key players. And then you had the freshmen that didn't get a chance to play at all. They hadn't had their sophomores now and playing their freshman year. But we're excited to be out there for the spring and hopefully get good weather.
What were those first few months like after all the sports were called off? What were those first few months like for you and your team? How often did you talk to them, and how often did you just try to keep them encouraged?
Well, there for the first 2 or 3 weeks, we stayed in touch quite a bit, obviously, because we didn't know. We thought we may hit. They kept on mentioning we'll try to play maybe in May and do something in June, and so we kind of. You know, I tried to say, hey, if you can throw some, whatever, do whatever you can, just keep yourself in shape. But it became obvious there pretty quick that it wasn't going to happen. And so we just kind of, my attention focused on football at that point.
So for people who don't know, that's actually a perfect segue. For people who don't know, you're also the football coach. How much more of a challenge is coaching two sports compared to just the one? I know you were the softball coach last year as well, but how much more of a challenge is that now when you add football to the mix?
It's extremely time consuming, that's for sure. You have to figure out, you know, you got to be in charge. You want those football guys to see you there, and you're in charge of those winter workouts. And I think so far we've had a pretty good off season. You're torn all the time, and that's been the tough thing because one feels like you're neglecting them while you're with the other one. So, it's what's in season right now, and I've got to focus there a little bit.
So let's talk about your softball team a little bit. Who are some players that you think fans should be really, really excited about as we get this season going full swing?
Well, Caroline Talent is obviously, anybody who's seen us play knows that she's kind of carried us for 3 years, and she's a senior this year, and she's, last night she hit a rocket, and she's our leadoff hitter too, so she's our base stealer and everything, and she hit one out of the park on about the third pitch of the game against Smith County, and probably the furthest ball that I've seen hit out of that park. She's shortstop and pitcher. And unfortunately, the next girl I was going to mention is Brooklyn Holt, who's our other pitcher. She broke her leg last night in the game, and so we're down to one pitcher. It was a devastating injury for us. She had surgery this morning, a rod put in it, and it's, like I said, well, I'm kind of recuperating or trying to figure out where to go now is what we're trying to do right now, me and my assistant coach, Lynn Talent. So
what are some expectations you've got for the team now? I mean, obviously all of that takes a major hit when you lose a key player on your team, but what are some expectations you kind of have laid out for this team as far as where you want to finish in the district, how far you want to go in the postseason? What are some of your expectations?
Well, I actually thought we could be very competitive and have a chance to do well in the district this year. It's going to be a challenge now because Caroline is pretty much our best defensive player, and she'll have to be doing the heavy load of pitching now. And so, you know, we're going to struggle with that. Hopefully we can, you know, we're playing a lot of games, and maybe we can work some of the kinks out as we get further on into the season.
Again, that was York Institute softball head coach, Kerry Johnson.
Joining me now is DeKalb County softball head coach, Danny Fish. Coach, first up, tell me, how excited are you to finally get back on the field with your girls? I know last year took a lot from y'all. How excited are you just to be back, though?
I mean, we can use a bunch of different analogies, you know, kid on Christmas morning, kid in the candy store. I mean, you know, we're just excited to be able to play this year. I'm excited to watch our team grow and, you know, just really anxious right now more than anything.
What are you looking at as far as who you've brought back? I know you lost a couple big seniors last year. Who are you looking at right now as you know, major players that you're bringing back?
Well, you know, I think it all starts in the circle. You know, we have senior Ellie Cripps in the circle for us. It's probably our number one out of our staff. And, you know, we're looking to see how she does this year. You know, last year she got to pitch one game. We played three games on one day and did pretty good that day. And we're hoping that, you know, her growth has been good over the past year. Maturity has, you know, gotten a lot more mature as a person. So we're hoping that that she can produce on the mound for us and just help us get people out. J.C. Hatfield is probably our best returning player. I mean, as a freshman, she hit close to 500, and six or seven home runs, drove in like 50 runs, steals bases too, plays shortstop for us. She's a big-time recruit in this area, and, you know, hopefully be able to lean on her stick, you know. But, you know, we'll be starting six, seven sophomores tonight, you know, that all would have played a lot last year. So, you know, kind of interested to see how those guys go and how they go about their business and how they do when they're playing well and how they recover when they're not playing to their potential. So a lot of different things we're looking at this year, but we're young and, you know, sky's the limit for this group, I think.
Do you think the average observer understands how much of a hit last year was in terms to, you know, teams like this one where you have young players that would have gotten development, would have gotten time, would have gotten reps? Do people understand kind of how much of a hit that was not having that?
Yes and no. I think that, you know, they look at it as, well, everybody missed a year, and that's true. But we've seen it this year in basketball from where, you know, teams got some, you know, summer took away from them, preseason play days took away from them. And, you know, traditionally out of gates, more experienced teams had the upper hand. You know, a little bit different in softball at the same time. You know, that's kind of the things that we look at. But, you know, these kids these days, they're so resilient. I mean, they play a lot of travel ball, so it's just a different game and a different atmosphere that means just a little bit more. So, looking to see how they kind of handle their emotions there. But, you know, as far as what other people think, we don't really pay no attention to that. All we do is care about what's going on in the dugout, what's going on between the lines, and, you know, we'll let the people say whatever they want to say.
So, with that being said, Coach, what are some of your expectations for this year? What are you hoping to see out of this team on the field?
Al Davis, baby. Win. Just win, you know. I mean, I like where we're at. We're good behind the plate. We got a, you know, a junior catcher does a really good job defensively, so I expect her to lead her defense and us to play, you know, solid defense, making routine plays. But, you know, offensively is where we, you know, we make our money. I mean, over the years, traditionally, we've been able to score runs. And, you know, this is one of the most athletic teams that I've had in the past couple of years, you know, as far as, like, base running ability. So hopefully, you know, speed and, you know, making plays when we need to, and then, you know, getting key hits with two outs and runners in scoring position, you know, things that we do and we focus on. Hopefully we'll be able to, you know, continue to be successful at those.
Again, that was DeKalb County softball head coach, Danny Fish.